The Great Transformation by Carl Polanyi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Great Transformation by Carl Polanyi is a classic work of economic history that examines the rise of the modern market economy and its effects on society. Polanyi argues that the emergence of the market economy in the 19th century was a major transformation in human history, one that had profound implications for the way people lived and worked. He argues that the market economy was not a natural development, but rather a product of deliberate policy decisions made by governments and other powerful actors. He further argues that the market economy has had a number of negative consequences, including the displacement of traditional communities, the exploitation of workers, and the destruction of the environment. Polanyi argues that the only way to address these issues is to create a new form of economic organization that is more humane and sustainable. Polanyi begins by examining the emergence of the modern market economy in the 19th century. He argues that the market economy was not a natural development, but rather a product of deliberate policy decisions made by governments and other powerful actors. He examines the various ways in which the market economy was imposed on society, including the enclosure of common lands, the introduction of wage labor, and the creation of a money economy. He argues that these changes had a profound effect on traditional communities, leading to the displacement of people and the destruction of traditional ways of life. Polanyi then examines the consequences of the market economy, arguing that it has had a number of negative effects. He argues that the market economy has led to the exploitation of workers, the destruction of the environment, and the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few. He further argues that the market economy has created a society that is increasingly unequal and unjust. He argues that the only way to address these issues is to create a new form of economic organization that is more humane and sustainable. The Great Transformation is an important work of economic history that examines the rise of the modern market economy and its effects on society. Polanyi argues that the market economy was not a natural development, but rather a product of deliberate policy decisions made by governments and other powerful actors. He further argues that the market economy has had a number of negative consequences, including the displacement of traditional communities, the exploitation of workers, and the destruction of the environment. He argues that the only way to address these issues is to create a new form of economic organization that is more humane and sustainable. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Great Transformation is a critique of the emergence of the modern market economy. Idea summary: Carl Polanyi's book The Great Transformation is a critical analysis of the emergence of the modern market economy and its effects on society. He argues that the market economy is a radical departure from traditional economic systems and has had a profound impact on social and political life. In The Great Transformation, Carl Polanyi argues that the emergence of the modern market economy was a radical departure from traditional economic systems. He argues that the market economy has had a profound impact on social and political life, and that it has led to a great transformation in the way people live and work. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a new form of social organization, one that is based on the principles of competition, individualism, and the pursuit of profit. He argues that this new form of social organization has led to a great increase in inequality, and has had a negative impact on the environment and on the quality of life of many people. He also argues that the market economy has led to a great concentration of power in the hands of a few, and has weakened the power of the state to regulate economic activity. Polanyi's critique of the market economy is based on his belief that it is an unnatural and unsustainable system. He argues that the market economy is based on a false notion of human nature, and that it is ultimately destructive to both individuals and society. He argues that the market economy has led to a great increase in inequality, and has weakened the power of the state to regulate economic activity. He also argues that the market economy has led to a great concentration of power in the hands of a few, and has weakened the power of the state to regulate economic activity. Polanyi's critique of the market economy is an important contribution to the debate about the role of the market in society. His arguments have been influential in shaping the debate about the role of the state in regulating economic activity, and his work has been widely cited by scholars and policymakers. The Great Transformation is an important work that has had a lasting impact on the way we think about the market economy and its effects on society. Main idea number two. The market economy is a self-regulating system. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a self-regulating system, meaning that it is not subject to external control or regulation. He believes that this system has led to a breakdown of traditional social and economic structures, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Karl Polanyi's idea of the market economy as a self-regulating system is one of the most influential economic theories of the 20th century. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a self-regulating system, meaning that it is not subject to external control or regulation. He believed that this system has led to a breakdown of traditional social and economic structures, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a powerful force that has the potential to disrupt and destabilize society. He argued that the market economy is driven by the pursuit of profit, and that this pursuit can lead to a breakdown of traditional social and economic structures. He argued that the market economy is a self-regulating system, meaning that it is not subject to external control or regulation. He believed that this system has led to a great deal of disruption and instability, and that it is necessary to regulate the market economy in order to protect society from its destabilizing effects. Polanyi's idea of the market economy as a self-regulating system has been highly influential in the development of economic theory and policy. His ideas have been used to explain the rise of neoliberalism and the deregulation of the economy, as well as the need for government intervention in the economy. His ideas have also been used to explain the rise of inequality and the need for social protection. Polanyi's ideas have been highly influential in the development of economic theory and policy, and his ideas continue to shape the way we think about the economy today. Main idea number three. The market economy is a form of social engineering. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of social engineering, as it is designed to shape and control the behavior of individuals and societies. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Karl Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of social engineering, as it is designed to shape and control the behavior of individuals and societies. He believed that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argued that the market economy is a powerful tool for social control, as it is designed to reward certain behaviors and punish others. This system has led to a great deal of economic and social injustice, as those with power and wealth are able to manipulate the system to their own advantage. He argued that the market economy is a form of social engineering, as it is designed to shape and control the behavior of individuals and societies in order to achieve certain outcomes. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of social engineering because it is designed to create a certain type of society. He argued that the market economy is designed to create a society that is based on competition and individualism, and that this type of society is not necessarily beneficial for everyone. He argued that the market economy has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argued that the market economy is a powerful tool for social control, as it is designed to reward certain behaviors and punish others. He argued that the market economy is a form of social engineering, as it is designed to shape and control the behavior of individuals and societies in order to achieve certain outcomes. Main idea number four. The market economy is a form of disembeddedness. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of disembeddedness, meaning that it is not embedded in traditional social and economic structures. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of disembeddedness, meaning that it is not embedded in traditional social and economic structures. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. He argues that the market economy has created a new kind of society, one that is based on the principles of individualism and competition, rather than on the traditional values of community and cooperation. This has led to a situation where people are increasingly isolated from each other, and where the traditional social bonds that once held society together have been weakened or broken. Polanyi also argues that the market economy has led to a situation where people are increasingly dependent on the market for their livelihoods, and where the power of the market is increasingly unchecked. This has led to a situation where people are increasingly vulnerable to exploitation and manipulation, and where the power of the market is increasingly unchecked. He argues that this has led to a situation where people are increasingly powerless and unable to control their own lives, and where the traditional social structures that once provided stability and security have been weakened or broken. Overall, Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of disembeddedness that has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. He believes that this system has weakened traditional social structures and has led to a situation where people are increasingly vulnerable to exploitation and manipulation. He argues that this has led to a situation where people are increasingly powerless and unable to control their own lives, and where the traditional social bonds that once held society together have been weakened or broken. Main idea number 5. The market economy is a form of commodification. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of commodification, meaning that it is based on the exchange of goods and services for money. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of exploitation and inequality, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Karl Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of commodification, meaning that it is based on the exchange of goods and services for money. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of exploitation and inequality, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Polanyi argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as commodities, and their labor and resources are exploited for the benefit of the few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of suffering, and has caused a great deal of inequality and injustice. He argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as commodities, and their labor and resources are exploited for the benefit of the few. Polanyi argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as objects, and their labor and resources are used to generate profits for the few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of suffering, and has caused a great deal of inequality and injustice. He argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as objects, and their labor and resources are used to generate profits for the few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of suffering, and has caused a great deal of inequality and injustice. Polanyi argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as objects, and their labor and resources are used to generate profits for the few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of suffering, and has caused a great deal of inequality and injustice. He argues that the commodification of labor, land, and money has led to a situation where people are treated as objects, and their labor and resources are used to generate profits for the few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of suffering, and has caused a great deal of inequality and injustice. Main idea number 6. The market economy is a form of rationalization. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of rationalization, meaning that it is based on the rational calculation of costs and benefits. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Karl Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of rationalization, meaning that it is based on the rational calculation of costs and benefits. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a society in which people are increasingly disconnected from each other, and in which the pursuit of individual gain has become the primary goal. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and injustice, and has caused a great deal of suffering and hardship. He argues that the market economy has created a world in which people are increasingly isolated and atomized, and in which the pursuit of individual gain has become the primary goal. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a world in which people are increasingly disconnected from each other, and in which the pursuit of individual gain has become the primary goal. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and injustice, and has caused a great deal of suffering and hardship. He argues that the market economy has created a world in which people are increasingly isolated and atomized, and in which the pursuit of individual gain has become the primary goal. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of rationalization, meaning that it is based on the rational calculation of costs and benefits. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of alienation and enmity, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. He argues that the market economy has created a world in which people are increasingly disconnected from each other, and in which the pursuit of individual gain has become the primary goal. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and injustice, and has caused a great deal of suffering and hardship. Main idea number 7. The market economy is a form of privatization. Idea summary: Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of privatization, meaning that it is based on the private ownership of resources and the pursuit of private gain. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Karl Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of privatization, meaning that it is based on the private ownership of resources and the pursuit of private gain. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy has created a society where people are treated as commodities, and where the pursuit of profit is prioritized over the well-being of individuals. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of economic insecurity, and has caused a great deal of social and economic disruption. He argues that the market economy has created a system where the wealthy are able to exploit the poor, and where the powerful are able to manipulate the market for their own gain. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of economic injustice, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a system where people are treated as commodities, and where the pursuit of profit is prioritized over the well-being of individuals. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of economic insecurity, and has caused a great deal of social and economic disruption. He argues that the market economy has created a system where the wealthy are able to exploit the poor, and where the powerful are able to manipulate the market for their own gain. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of economic injustice, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy has created a system where people are treated as objects, and where the pursuit of profit is prioritized over the well-being of individuals. Main idea number 8. The market economy is a form of centralization. Idea summary: Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of centralization, meaning that it is based on the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Karl Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of centralization, meaning that it is based on the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy is a form of social engineering that has been imposed on society, and that it has led to a great transformation in the way that people live and work. He believes that the market economy has created a disembedded economy, in which economic activity is no longer embedded in social relationships, but is instead driven by the pursuit of profit. He argues that this has led to a double movement, in which people have sought to protect themselves from the market economy by creating social and political institutions that can regulate it. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of centralization because it is based on the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy has created a disembedded economy, in which economic activity is no longer embedded in social relationships, but is instead driven by the pursuit of profit. He believes that this has led to a double movement, in which people have sought to protect themselves from the market economy by creating social and political institutions that can regulate it. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of centralization because it is based on the concentration of economic power in the hands of a few. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy has created a disembedded economy, in which economic activity is no longer embedded in social relationships, but is instead driven by the pursuit of profit. He believes that this has led to a double movement, in which people have sought to protect themselves from the market economy by creating social and political institutions that can regulate it. He argues that these institutions are necessary in order to protect people from the negative effects of the market economy, and to ensure that it is used in a way that is beneficial to society as a whole. Main idea number 9. The market economy is a form of exploitation. Idea summary. Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of exploitation, meaning that it is based on the exploitation of labor and resources for private gain. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. Karl Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation, meaning that it is based on the exploitation of labor and resources for private gain. He believed that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, and has caused a great deal of disruption and instability. He argued that the market economy is a system of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. This system, he argued, has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, as those with more resources are able to exploit those with fewer resources. He also argued that this system has caused a great deal of disruption and instability, as it has led to a great deal of economic volatility and uncertainty. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. This system, he argued, has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, as those with more resources are able to exploit those with fewer resources. He also argued that this system has caused a great deal of disruption and instability, as it has led to a great deal of economic volatility and uncertainty. He argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. He argued that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, as those with more resources are able to exploit those with fewer resources. He also argued that this system has caused a great deal of disruption and instability, as it has led to a great deal of economic volatility and uncertainty. He argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. Polanyi argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. He argued that this system has led to a great deal of inequality and suffering, as those with more resources are able to exploit those with fewer resources. He also argued that this system has caused a great deal of disruption and instability, as it has led to a great deal of economic volatility and uncertainty. He argued that the market economy is a form of exploitation because it is based on the idea that people should be able to buy and sell labor and resources for their own benefit, without regard for the well-being of others. Main idea number 10. The market economy is a form of alienation. Idea summary: Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of alienation, meaning that it is based on the separation of individuals from their traditional social and economic structures. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of anomie and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Karl Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of alienation, meaning that it is based on the separation of individuals from their traditional social and economic structures. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of anomie and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a society in which individuals are no longer connected to their communities, and in which they are no longer able to rely on the traditional social and economic structures that have been in place for centuries. He believes that this has led to a great deal of insecurity and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He also argues that the market economy has led to a great deal of inequality, as those with the most resources are able to take advantage of the system and accumulate wealth at the expense of those with fewer resources. Polanyi argues that the market economy has created a society in which individuals are no longer connected to their communities, and in which they are no longer able to rely on the traditional social and economic structures that have been in place for centuries. He believes that this has led to a great deal of insecurity and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He also argues that the market economy has led to a great deal of inequality, as those with the most resources are able to take advantage of the system and accumulate wealth at the expense of those with fewer resources. Furthermore, he argues that the market economy has led to a great deal of exploitation, as those with the most resources are able to take advantage of those with fewer resources and use them for their own gain. Overall, Polanyi argues that the market economy is a form of alienation, meaning that it is based on the separation of individuals from their traditional social and economic structures. He believes that this system has led to a great deal of anomie and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He argues that the market economy has created a society in which individuals are no longer connected to their communities, and in which they are no longer able to rely on the traditional social and economic structures that have been in place for centuries. He believes that this has led to a great deal of insecurity and instability, and has caused a great deal of suffering. He also argues that the market economy has led to a great deal of inequality and exploitation, as those with the most resources are able to take advantage of the system and accumulate wealth at the expense of those with fewer resources.